Today we'd like to offer a new form for the practice. And that is to allow the opportunity for some conversation. Notice what your experience is right now hearing that. What happens in your body? What happens in your mind? Just take that in. And I'll start in this, in describing this form, of telling you what it will not be. It will not be in this room turning and doing dyads. It will not be speaking in the buildings at all, other than in the interview groups and functionally in the kitchen. It will not be kind of the, I mean, you might be thinking, I know sometimes people have this kind of sense of, what are they thinking? Talking? It's going to be fairly structured and yet open, kind of like our practice. It will be available throughout the day as an opportunity, but in very specific places on the property. So first I'll talk a little bit about practicing with this, in this form, because it really is a new form here that we're adding, because we've been doing this to some extent in the groups, in the meeting groups. Some of you to more have more sense of awareness while speaking in those groups than others, but that is a place also to practice this form, to practice this awareness while speaking. But what we'll be offering is the opportunity for you to speak with each other in a more unstructured way. And yet we have some guidelines, some suggestions for you. First of all, this is a practice. What we are doing here, I mean, we have some momentum, and we have two full days of practice together, today and tomorrow, and then Sunday is our final morning together. And so we have quite a bit of momentum of mindfulness here. And this often, you know, with retreat, we stay silent through the end, and then we go out into the world and we haven't had much practice in how to be mindful and aware in conversation. And so what we're offering here is some very structured ways to begin to play with that as a practice, to play with it as a, where you don't have to be having a particular, you know, content in the conversation, although we'll suggest some content for you. So there's not, you know, there can be more perhaps pausing to help yourself remember to be aware. This is not a time, what I would say, this is not a time for too, is a general kind of end of retreat conversation. You know, where are you from? You know, what do you do in your life? I'd like to keep the conversation about what happens here, and so about the practice. Practice can be Dharma conversations, or they could be conversations about what's actually happening in that moment. That would probably be the best kind of beginning place. It's like, oh, wow, okay, we're talking. Here's what it feels like. Here's what it feels like. Wow, there's some energy rising in the body, and the mind feels a little scattered. I don't know what to say. That's what's happening. speak to what's happening, almost as a mindfulness out loud kind of thing. What I find is, in terms of practicing mindfulness while speaking, and it is a challenging practice, there's such a habit of not being mindful while we're speaking, such a habit of picking up the content and having the content be primary. We lose the interest in awareness because we get more interested in the content. And so having the content of our conversation be about what it's like to be mindful while speaking really helps us to be mindful while speaking. So that's a really good place to begin. Having Dharma conversation is also, you know, just more generally about things that we're learning in the Dharma. That also can be a place where it can be easier to connect with the mindfulness because the topic is closer to awareness itself. So the form of this practice, it's available as an opportunity from 9:30 for today and tomorrow. It's available as an opportunity from 9:30 until 5:30. The place where it is available will be in the orchard area, basically, the garden area on the other side of the parking lot in front of the building. There's some benches down there. You can take some of the plastic chairs down there if you like, so that there's you can sit and have your conversations. We would strongly, very strongly recommend brief conversations. Especially at first, today, first half of tomorrow, probably no more than 10 minutes. Because the practice around it is not just the conversation itself. I mean, there will be, I mean, for some of you, the practice might be first the thought, something like, oh, maybe I should try some talking meditation. Notice what that happens with that thought. That's when the talking meditation begins, is when you've had that thought. Who am I going to talk to? How am I going to find them? What's going to happen? What are they going to talk about? Mind kind of proliferates. Notice that. Notice the energy rise. Notice what goes on. You may, you know, noticing that, you may decide, okay, that's enough talking practice for the day. And that's fine. That is fine. So, and we'd also recommend that you do this. Well, we'd like you to try it, let's say, at least once in the next 2 days. At least once in the next 2 days, but probably no more than twice a day. So 2 10-minute conversations in these 2 days, 2 10-minute conversations a day maximum. You will find actually that this can be held partly because of the way we're holding the container. The building remains in silence. The woods behind remain in silence. All the woods all the way around, everywhere except the orchard area is in silence. And also because it's, you know, it's kind of spread through the day, it's not like everybody is, it's not going to be 40 of you having conversation at the same time, likely. What often happens is that people have different timings for this, and so there'll be, you know, a few people in the garden talking at once. And so it's not, there's not going to be a big burst of noise. And so you really have the opportunity to come back and settle. You can stay settled here, just noticing, wow, this is possible. Ooh, should I do this? It's like, just notice what's going on around that. So to make this happen, I mean, one question that could be arising for those of you who've not done this with us before is, how do I find somebody to talk to? And so we have a process for that. The little island in the middle of the parking lot just outside the door there, that's the meetup place. So if you want to have a conversation, you go there. And somebody else, so if you're in there and somebody else comes up to you, that is your person. So it kind of feels a little bit like Dharma dating, but you know, it's just, we're just like, you know, creating these opportunities for you to have these brief conversations. So you're not like, you know, oh, I want to talk to that person. I want to talk to that person. It's like, just talk to who shows up. Sometimes it happens, you know, that you go there. And there was we did this at the Forest Refuge in June. Carol and I taught this form of retreat, and we had the last week in this form. And so it was very spacious. And one person came and reported that they went to the meetup place and they sat there for an hour and nobody came. And that person was fine with that. But, you know, it can trigger the you know, not being asked to dance kind of feelings. Just notice that. I'm saying this to kind of normalize it, you know. So you have the whole day for this. And so if you go and you sit there and nobody shows up, it's like, okay, well, that's what I get to do. This is my talking practice, is noticing how it feels not to be talking, noticing how it feels not to have somebody show up. So when you have, what I'd like to encourage is again, awareness around the whole process of this. When you think about, okay, I'm going to go to the island now, what happens? Be aware of that. Don't just jump up and go. Just notice how you are with that. And then have your short conversation, seeing if you can explore. And I'll talk in a moment about exploring the actual process there. Exploring that, being mindful, being aware while talking, aware while listening. And then after you have had the conversation, that 10-minute conversation. And you could even set a timer or something, you know, but try to help each other keep it brief. After that, what I'd encourage is for you to use the meditation posture that is most easeful for you. To let yourself notice, oh, this is how it feels having been talking. You know, so if that's sitting, come in the hall and sit. Or maybe it's sitting in the garden. Or maybe it's walking. Whatever it is, use that posture to help you recognize. You create the conditions for there to be the most possibility for awareness following the conversation. Notice what happens. The mind kind of goes back to the conversation, remembers, oh, that thing and that thing. Oh, that thing I said. Oh, I'm embarrassed about that. Or, oh, wasn't that a great thing to say? Notice again how you are following the conversation. So a few tips for this. I printed some of these up. These will be down by the Kuan Yin in the community room. The first thing to explore, this is, as I said, it's a difficult experience to be mindful of. It's not easy, because we have such a habit of getting lost. When I first started this, I was trying to be mindful of so many things while I was talking. It's like, oh, can I know what I'm saying and how I'm feeling? And that was just like way too much. The mind was not able to hold it in that way. It's like the momentum of mindfulness while talking wasn't strong enough to hold the fullness of the experience. But at some point, this was at Shui U Min, I was having a conversation with somebody, and it was really helpful actually that this person I could tell was very mindful while they were talking. And so it kind of was contagious. And I just simply became aware, oh, I'm talking and I know that I'm talking. That, just that simple. It's kind of like the big picture of that. I'm talking and I know that I'm talking. That's a place to start. And once there's a little bit more continuity with that, a sense of, yeah, I can know that I'm talking and stay mindful while talking, then we might be able to add in a little bit of curiosity about what else is going on. Is there tension or is there ease? That's another really helpful, simple tool to bring in. Is there tension? Is there ease? At one point, I was practicing at Shui U Min and having conversations with a number of different people. And there was one person who seemed to, I saw him talking a lot. So I think, you know, he appreciated the mindful speaking practice. But whenever I talked to him, it felt to me like I was wanting to stop the conversation, and I would try to drop these hints or like close the conversation down using kind of what conventional means, you know, of like not responding so much and just, you know, oh, that's an interesting thing, but not elaborating, just kind of like to close it down. And then he would launch into something more. And I didn't know how to close it down. I mean, first thing you can simply say, also this is a hint, you can just say, I think I've had enough now. This is long enough for me. But when I reported this to Sayadaw, you know, he just laughed and he just said, you know, you're not noticing the agitation that's coming up in your mind. And so as I had a conversation with that person the next time, I just began noticing the agitation come up at a certain point when it had gone on for a certain length. And I could like, oh, there's that agitation. And noticing that kind of dissipate, it wasn't a problem to keep talking. And at a certain point in that process, I began to realize, oh, yeah, and now I'm ready to stop. And that was a simple thing to say. I could just notice, yeah, I'm ready to stop talking now. So that, you know you're aware while talking, and notice whether there's agitation or ease. So these two simple things, it's like relax and know that you're aware. That's the basics. And then as it gets more, we can start knowing a little bit more, like, you know, how the content is landing, how we're reacting emotionally. And so there's more to explore in the talking, but it's really helpful to just kind of ground yourself first in these two really simple things. It does help to allow the pace of the conversation to be a little slower and to keep the volume of your voices low. Those two things also support this to be a practice. Then I also want to encourage the listening practice. To, you know, when the other person is talking, how is it? You know, when somebody else is offering content, how does that content land? How do you feel? What's up? Are there emotions? Does your mind immediately associate that with something and then leap to something you want to say and stop listening? What happens? So the practice is both with the talking and the listening, aware of listening. Often it's easier to be aware of listening in some ways because you're not producing the content. But sometimes it can be harder because you're so ready to talk that you're not really listening. You're thinking about what you want to say. So just noticing again what's happening. No judgment. This is humanness we are getting to see. The humanness around talking and listening. So what do you want to add, Alexis? Anything? Feels like enough.
I think so.
Okay. You thought of something.
As Andre was sharing in the beginning around the talking, it's interesting to see how much activation, comes up just from hearing the different things that might happen. And you can see how powerful this activity is, right? And I just want to really encourage this orientation that it's such a precious opportunity to be with Dhamma, friends on the path, and having this intention to support one another in practice while speaking. So to think of it that way, when you have, when you're coming, it's a little bit of a gift. If you have the intention, I'm going to really use this as an opportunity to practice speaking with awareness, to practice listening with awareness. So just having that intention and thinking, really orienting as not only for you as a practice, but it's an offering as well, because if you're developing some mindfulness in the speaking and listening, as Andre was saying, that is, it's infectious. It kind of, that quality helps the other person as well. And it's interesting experience. I remember plenty of times getting very settled in my practice, then having a conversation, and the experience afterwards wasn't so different than having a hangover. And it's like, oh my God, I had no idea conversations feel like that. And without awareness, but then with awareness, increasingly it just becomes smooth, same, right, the same. So we've got to practice, just practice.
And I'd say that in that after time, I mean, it's very natural that there's a difference. It does become smoother the more we're able to be mindful in the conversations. And yet there's a difference between having a conversation and sitting in silence in the hall. And so the conditions change. Having the conversation when you come back into the hall, there are new conditions. And often there's a little more kind of energy in the body. It doesn't have to feel like a hangover, but it's just like, oh, this is what it's like. This is the energy that has because from having a Dharma conversation. This is nature. It's not a problem. It's just this is the experience now. And not resisting it, not feeling like, oh, I'm in the hall. It's supposed to be quiet. Like, let's settle it down. In one of the groups, or a couple of the groups, I've offered this analogy around a snow globe. And you pick up a snow globe and you swirl it around, and it gets, all the glitter gets all into the snow globe. And then the delight of the snow globe is putting it down and watching the glitter settle. You don't expect when you put the snow globe down that the glitter goes poof. And it's kind of like that. It's like, the condition of speaking is like the swirling of that glitter in the snow globe. It's delightful energy. It can be delightful energy. And then in the sitting, it's like putting that snow globe down on the shelf, and we just get to watch the glitter settle. Sometimes the way it's been for me, it's kind of like, oh, I've been talking. It's like, okay, settling. Oh, I've been talking. That's such a problem. No, okay. Oh, breath. Oh, well, why did I have to have that conversation? It's like picking up the snow globe, putting it down, picking it up, putting it down, not letting it settle. There's just the nature of the kind of ebb and flow of energy. So any questions about the practice of talking?
What about walking through the orchard?
You could walk and talk in that area. Oh, you can. Oh, you mean quietly, silently. Oh, you're welcome to walk in that area silently. That's why we have a meetup spot separately. So nobody will be like coming up, or shouldn't be coming up to you there. So yes, people may be walking through the orchard silently, not wishing to speak, but do be aware there will be the kind of conversations around you. Yeah. Yeah. Let's keep this to two people. Yes, not three. Well, if there are two people waiting in there, they're paired up. Yes, and please don't keep. So when you meet up in the island, don't stay on the island. You're getting kicked off the island. You get to go someplace else to have your conversation. So there should only be one person there, or maybe, you know, if three people show up at the same time, then, you know, maybe, I don't know, figure it out. Yeah, toss some coin, yeah, rock, paper, scissors, whatever. Other questions? Yeah. You know, I think it would be a little odd to kind of like eavesdrop. But it's okay. I mean, as Cheryl asked, it's okay to walk through the orchard, you know, just kind of get the whiffs of conversation and do hearing, you know. It's like it's like birds speaking. I'm not sure I'm going to repeat that one.
It is amazing how when you're coming to the
Yeah, that's interesting to see, right? I mean, you come to a retreat, especially those of you who are newer to retreat. You come to retreat, you think, oh, it's going to be so hard to be quiet. But you've been doing it for a while, and I think Alexis pointed this out. It actually gets easy, and it feels very natural. It feels very human in a way. And then we think about, oh, talking, and then that becomes like the, oh, no, do I have to do that? Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, reminder about the question period this afternoon, and questions about the talking practice are welcome. We'd like to explore that with you. So, oh yes, please don't forget your yogi job. Sometimes that's a good if you're out there having a conversation, maybe don't go right before your yogi job. Don't go to have a conversation right before your yogi job.